Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
I'm Charlie Sykes, one of the founders and editor-at-large of The Bulwark and the host of the Daily Bulwark podcast, and I'm excited to announce that we're going to be launching a brand new podcast, and joining me is the host of that new podcast, Mona Charon. By the way, welcome on board, Mona.
Thank you so much, Charlie. We are all traveling along in your wake. You've done an amazing job with the Bulwark podcast and made it absolutely required listening. And so just happy to be bobbing along behind you.
You're a veteran of podcasts, though. So tell me about the new podcast, what it's going to be called, and where people can find it.
Right. It's going to be called Beg to Differ. And it is, it's unlike yours, it's going to be a panel, once a week, a panel discussion podcast that will feature people from both sides of the political spectrum. So I will be the host, but also representing the conservative side, along with Linda Chavez, who's well known to readers of The Bulwark and to everyone, I guess. So the two of us are holding down the rightward side of things. And then on the left, we're having William Galston of the Wall Street Journal and Brookings and Damon Linker of The Week. So the four of us in the beginning, first few episodes, I think we'll just bat things around, just the four of us. But after that, the plan is to bring in guests, probably one guest a week. And mix it up. But the point is that there are, of course, a gazillion podcasts now. I love podcasts myself. I listen to a lot of them. I spend a lot of time walking the dog. And people love them. But there aren't that many, that at least that I've discovered, that have differing points of view. You can get, you know, the Pod Save America guys who all basically agree with each other, and you can get the Wall Street Journal podcast where they all agree with one another. Well, specifically, they all agree with Paul. So there are not that many where there's a genuine exchange of views. And what we're hoping to do is not just have a good exchange of views, but also model civil disagreement that you can. You can discuss ideas, you can do it in a friendly way, you can do it without being grotesque, which is what marks so much of our political conversations these days.
You know, you mentioned that there are a lot of podcasts, but not a lot of them with discussion. In a lot of ways, I think that what's happened with the media is that people have turned to safe spaces. The mm-hmm. people on the left want to listen to people who agree with them, who are going to confirm their bias, and people on the right also want that safe space. So you are betting on an audience of people who want intelligent discussion. Now, I would describe the four that you described, as center left, center right. How would you describe yourself?
Totally agree with that, and I also do think that. That you're so right about the fact that, you know, of course, the siloing of opinion in the last few years has come to characterize our politics and our media. And that's, of course, more than unfortunate. It's dangerous for the country. So I do hope to have some genuine, discussion, thrashing out of disagreements. But also, look, it is a weird time. And I've certainly changed in the last 3 years in terms of my attitudes toward people on the left, the kinds of ideas that I used to think everybody on the right believed. Obviously, they don't. And I've become more open to ideas from the left. I will tell you that because I'm really concerned about fundamental integrity more than I am about policy positions. I mean, I have strong views, but I'm just in a much more open-minded frame of mind than I used to be regarding what people on the left have to say. And so I think that's something that all of us are bringing to this. Well, I hope all of us are bringing to this moment. I know I am.
Well, I think what you all bring to this moment is also the key ingredient in having this kind of a civil conversation, which is a degree of mutual respect. That if you assume goodwill on the part of the
exactly.
person you're talking with, you can disagree about anything without it going nuclear, without it becoming the kind of food fight that most of our debates are. And I think it was it Arthur Brooks who said that the worst thing you can do in a conversation is to express contempt, because once you roll your eye,
yes.
your eyes or show that you do not respect the other person, then you don't have a dialogue anymore. Then simply you're talking past one another. It sounds to me like you're looking to disagree with people with whom you may share certain premises and whose values you respect, even if you don't share them.
That's well said, exactly. And these are, I don't know Damon Linker as well. I have been an admirer of his writing. I find him interesting because if speaking for the left-wing point of view, left of center, let's say, because he's a former conservative, so that's kind of interesting. But I've known Bill Galston for decades, and we have all, very, very frequently tangled on various issues over the years, but I respect him tremendously. He's a thoughtful person. He's a good person. I feel the same way about, of course, all of them. And, even if you don't know someone, now we do all know each other, and so that's good. But even if you don't, I mean, adopting that posture of never treating people as if they are making bona fide arguments and they are people of goodwill is just a good starting point for all conversation in a democracy. Milton Friedman said that he always tried to assume good faith on the part of people he disagreed with. And nobody would say that Milton Friedman was any sort of a wimp or a shrinking violet, didn't express himself forcefully. But he didn't do what you were just mentioning. He didn't express contempt for other points of view. He tried to persuade people. Imagine that.
So what are you going to be talking about on your first podcast?
Well, the things that are in the news right now, we're going to discuss the impeachment, whether it's a good or a bad thing for the country, how it will affect the two parties. Is it good or bad for Democrats, for Republicans? We're going to discuss the president's comments about moats and snakes and alligators.
I was going to ask you about that. I really was going to ask you about that.
Okay, we can. Oh my gosh. And then I think I'm not positive about this, but I think it would be good to make a regular thing on this podcast to sort of set the tone for what we're about. Would be to close each podcast where each of us cites something that was written by somebody on the other side that we think is worthy or notable or worth reading.
So this is going to be up on the Bulwark site. We have had the Bulwark podcast since we launched in January, and we're coming up on 6 million downloads. So we know that there's an audience out there. Yours is going to be once a week, and the challenge, of course, is how do you choose, in the fire hose of the news cycle, which story do you pick out? Because there are so many, it is so difficult. Okay, I have to ask you about a philosophy question about podcasts, because you mentioned the key word that forms my philosophy of podcasts, which is walking the dog. And I've always thought that the ideal podcast would be the length of a dog walk. Other people disagree. There is a school of thought that believes that podcasts should only be 20 minutes long, and there are people who believe that podcasts should be an hour and a half long. I've fallen into the length of a dog walk, which would be about 40 minutes. So But given the fact that you have a panel and you're doing it once a week, have you thought through which of these schools of podcast thought you're going to be falling into?
I do think that the 40-minute length is probably ideal, not for a panel show. I don't think that would give everybody enough time. So we're gonna shoot for 1 hour, and do probably three segments, and leaving a little bit of time for the little ending segment that I mentioned. So three topics should give everybody enough time to chew things over. And I do hope that there will be real engagement. And so sometimes it may be that if we get into a really good discussion, then we may reduce the number of topics. We're not going to be rigid about it. I remember once on a show I did on CNN many years ago, we got into this incredibly intense conversation about the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. And
A simpler time, right?
Yes, a simpler time. But everybody was so thrilled about that subject because we were all very engaged. So if people are interested and really into it, we may truncate the number of topics.
So the podcast is Beg to Differ, and and it will have its debut edition this Friday.
Correct. We're recording tomorrow. So that tomorrow's Thursday, and I don't know if it'll go out on Thursday or if it'll go out on Friday. We'll have to check with the powers that be about that.
People will have to check back. Mona, Taryn, welcome on board. Looking forward to you continuing to be a guest on the Bulwark podcast, and very much looking forward to your new podcast.
Thank you, Charlie. You're the best.
All right. Thank you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.